Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Affirmations for Digital Overload. I swear, sometimes it feels like our phones are extensions of ourselves, right? Always buzzing, always demanding attention. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your space, your time, and your sanity? Today we're diving into the art of creating a home sanctuary from technology. Because let's face it, haven't we all reached that point where scrolling through social media feels less like entertainment and more like an obligation? Where you close your laptop feeling drained instead of inspired? It's time to draw boundaries, reclaim our peace, and remember what it feels like to truly relax. Think about it, a space free from constant notifications, a place where you can reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, or even just the stillness around you. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that tech-free haven. 1. Designate tech-free zones. Imagine a living room where laughter echoes instead of notifications pinging, or a bedroom where dreams bloom instead of screens glowing. Start small. Designate specific areas in your home, your bedroom, the dining table during meals, as tech-free zones. It's like creating little pockets of tranquility within your own space. 2. Embrace analog activities. Remember the joy of a good book, the satisfaction of a handwritten letter, or the pure bliss of a face-to-face conversation? Dust off those forgotten hobbies. Get lost in a captivating novel, learn calligraphy, or simply engage in meaningful conversations with loved ones without the distraction of devices. 3. Schedule tech breaks. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time for intentional tech breaks throughout your day. It could be a 15-minute walk outside, a quick yoga session, or even just 5 minutes of mindful breathing. These mini escapes can do wonders for your mental clarity and overall well-being. 4. Curate your digital diet. Think about the apps you use, the content you consume, and the social media feeds you scroll through. Are they uplifting, inspiring, and adding value to your life? Or are they draining your energy, creating comparison traps, or leaving you feeling inadequate? Be selective. Unfollow accounts that no longer serve you, delete apps that suck up your time, and prioritize content that nourishes your mind and soul. 5. Establish evening rituals. Create a calming pre-sleep routine to wind down and disconnect from the digital world. Take a warm bath, read a book, not on a screen, or practice gentle stretches. Avoid screen time at least an hour before bed, as the blue light emitted from devices can interfere with your sleep cycle. Think about that friend who always seems so calm and collected, even in the midst of chaos. Well, chances are they've mastered the art of creating a tech-free sanctuary. I know you're probably thinking, Laura, easy for you to say. You're a podcast host. Your job is all about digital connection. And you're right, my work involves technology. But even I need to unplug and recharge. Sometimes, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I head into the garden, grab a cup of tea, and simply enjoy the peace and quiet. It's amazing how much we can accomplish when we give ourselves permission to disconnect. It's like hitting the refresh button on our entire being. And the best part? You don't need to overhaul your life overnight. Start with small steps. Designate a tech-free zone, put down your phone during meals, schedule those mindful breaks. Remember, it's about finding balance and creating a space where you can truly recharge and reconnect with yourself and what matters most. So, take a deep breath, leave the digital world behind for a while, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. You deserve it. Now, tell me, what's one small step you can take today to create your own tech-free haven? Share it with me on social media using hashtag digital detox or leave a comment below. And don't forget to subscribe and join us tomorrow for another episode of Affirmations for Digital Overload. Until then, stay mindful, stay balanced, and keep that inner peace glowing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.